Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith yet again. Another dope interview. You know what I'm saying? Today I got East Coast rapper, superstar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a legend in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? My big partner, Nino Briganti. What's good, my dude?
What's good, Chris? How's everything, man? Salute to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Calling out from New York City.
Nah, man. Hey, it's all love, bro. For real. It's all love, man. Hey, your history is crazy. I see you on the grind doing your thing. That's why I definitely had to get you on the show, bro.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? We're trying to come out with new things this year. Hopefully everything, you know what I mean, pop off. Got some new videos coming out for those that are listening and want to follow me. I have a big audience of people. It's Nino Briganti, NINOBRIGANTI33.
Hey, that's what's up. So look, hey, let's get straight into it. You know what I'm saying? You go by Nino Briganti. You know what I'm saying? What's the actual meaning behind the name?
Well, I grew up in Harlem, you know what I mean? But New Jack City building, you know, I used to pass through there every day and, you know, see my peoples. And I just thought about the name Nino, you know, Nino Brown. Started off with Nino Brown at first, but I'm very, like, versatile. I rap English and Spanish. So I used to like Calito Briganti from Calito's Way. So I decided to put both of them, Nino Briganti. Nino's for the English side, Briganti for the Spanish. You know, we're doing our Spanish trap, just like Bad Bunny, Anuel, and all those people. I'm starting to come out with a new dembow, too. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of, you know, versatility and a lot of new things coming out to the plate that people, you know, haven't listened. They always listen to the same stuff, so we're trying to make new stuff all day.
Hey, that's dope. So, you know what I'm saying? How long you been doing your music thing?
Well, I've been going at it already for like 15, 16 years, a little bit longer, but you know what I mean? Back then, you know, it's all DJs and plays and stuff like that, but you could collect maybe like 15 to 17 years, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up. Hard body time, getting it in, none of success. You already know. Hell yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, what was some of your inspiration that made you want to do music?
Well, you know, I used to go to, I grew up with Rocksteady Crew up on 98th Street. You know, salute to Rocksteady Crew, you know what I mean? Salute to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Salute to Rose, you already know.
That was dope.
So I grew up in Rocksteady Park and, you know, used to throw parties there all the time. Used to be different B-boys, everybody battling, people freestyling and stuff like that. But back then it was different. So, you know what I mean? As the years passed, I just, you know, started getting into the format of music, and I see that I had like a little gift to it, so I kept on doing it, and this is where it led me up to.
Hey, that's dope. You know what I mean? You mentioned you grew up with the Rocksteady Crew. How was that, and how'd you guys come around meeting each other?
Well, we all grew up like, you know, some of us are from the same neighborhood, you know what I mean? Shout out to Crazy Legs, shout out to Frosty Freeze, you already know Lady Rock, Lady Big Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? So we all grew up like in the same neighborhood, and they used to throw block parties every week. So you see people there. Oh, shout out to Lee from Beach Street. He used to be in the sandbox, you know, dancing and stuff like that. And, you know, and it just got built, you know what I mean? Just, you know, started off as a block party. Next thing you know, the group started traveling all around, you know what I mean? Making different moves, coming on different shows, and, you know, they are where they are today, you know what I'm saying? But they inspired me, you know, most of everybody, you know what I mean? They inspired me the most.
That's what's up. That's dope, you know what I'm saying? Even having to be a part of that history, that makes you part of that movement as well. That's legendary.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? You doing your music thing, you know what I'm saying? You coming up, like...
Yeah,
my fault for cutting you off. Just want to know, like, where was it when it was, like, was it a specific song or artist that made you say, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Well, my first song, which was Old to the New School, you know what I'm saying? It's a song that I wrote when I first bought my first piano. You know, I used to go to Sam Ash and buy equipment and do my own thing, you know. By the way, I do my own engineering and my own videography for everybody out there to know, you know what I mean? It's not only about music, because when you're a musician, you have to do everything. But, you know, it's certain things in the music that, you know, that made me, you know, be the person that I am today, especially that song, Old to the New School, like I said before, is a song that tells people how everything started, you know, from Rocksteady to KRS, you know, and all that stuff, you know what I mean? So I did that song a long time ago, which I got it out right now with Rockmaster Sky and the Dynamic 3. Big up to King Charlie Prince, which me and him, we're working together right now. And, you know, I threw the verse in one of the new songs he did, and feels like everybody's feeling it, you know what I mean? Shout out to Funkmaster Wiz, legend.
Hey, that's dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's dope that you... You know what I'm saying? Your history is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Being around so much legendary artists and playmakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I also worked with you.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know? Epic, bro. You know what I'm saying? I salute you.
Shout out to Christopher Smith.
Love,
you know,
bro.
This guy right here, mad love. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, you know what I mean? We collaborate. Everything's all about networking. We network, doors get open. You know what I'm saying? That's the way this thing goes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I salute you for submitting the poem for my book, you know what I'm saying, which is in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Macy's. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, bro. Thank you. You made it happen.
Good luck.
You inspired me too, bro.
That's what's
up. You don't
get
left behind. You inspired me too.
Hey, that's what's up. That's dope, bro. So, you know what I mean? So, like, as of today, like, what is it that you got going on? You working on any albums, mixtapes, or EPs?
Yeah, right now, I'm working on an album. Which, you know what I mean? I want it to be like, type of like, you have you ever heard of Prodigy's last album?
Which one was it? Wait, as a solo act?
Yeah.
No,
I think it's called Hassan Things or something like that. It's called. But it's a real album. It talks about, you know, things from like where we was at, where we came from, and people that's involved. It's all about, you know, the truth of where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, you know, we love music. But just as we love music, there could be other things we could love and, you know me, make the world a better place. Feel me?
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, for real.
So, right now I'm working, I'm trying to make an album like that, and then I'm trying to come out with the Briganti album, which first is going to be the Nino Briganti album, and then, you know, the Briganti album comes right behind it, which is the Nino Brown album is in English, and the Briganti is in Spanish.
That's
so, you know, people are going to get to know me in two different styles. You know what I mean? Especially a person like me that was born in Ecuador in the middle of the world. You feel me? It's not even hardly. I haven't really seen, you know, Ecuadorian rapper really doing it that big right now. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm really proud of myself for what I have accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Hey, most definitely, you definitely should be. You know what I'm saying? You definitely a god. You know what I'm saying? From where you come from, it's rare. You know what I'm saying? I salute you on that, for real.
No, shout out to my people, you know, in Manhattan, my people in the Bronx, my people's in Brooklyn, big up to Sunset Park, Uptown, Washington Heights, Walton Ave, Burnside, Fordham Row, you know what I mean, my people's in Queens, my boys up on Staten Island, y'all already know what time it is, you know what I mean, we're about to, you know, do something real nice and creative for the people to listen, you know, because everybody can make music, but it's really what you say and, you know, what you go through in life. People had lost that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. A lot
doubt.
Of people lost that.
Oh, yeah, most doubt. So, like, you know what I mean? So, with the projects you got coming out, is there any specific artists or, you know what I'm saying, collaborations you got going on?
Oh,
any
definitely, yes. We have King Charlie Prince, which you already know, you know what I'm saying? He's from the Rockmaster Sky Dynamic 3. He got 2 platinum records. The Roof is on Fire. He got the Request Line. I also got B-More7 right now, which she's with, you know, with the Cold Crush Brothers, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing over there on her side, you know what I mean? And we also work together, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Lady Miz. I got her on one of my tracks too. Lady Miz, she's real known and she's popular online. You can check her out. Lady Miz with a Z.
Okay. That's dope. That's fire. You feel me? That's dope. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's up?
And I forgot, you know what I mean? And Funkmaster Wiz is in my album as well, you know what I'm saying? We got a song called By Any Means Necessary.
Hey, that's dope. So, look, you know what I'm saying? You definitely collaborated, been around so a lot of legend, iconic artists, you know what I'm saying, producers and
yes.
DJs. Is there any dream collaboration you would like to see happen that hasn't happened already?
To be honest, I would like to collaborate with Jadakiss.
That's
dope. Jadakiss at one time said, sound like me, then sound right here. And I said, sounding like Jada Kiss, he might tell me, sign right here.
That's feel dope me? On me. Hey, I salute to Jada for real, for real. You feel me?
And shout out to DMX, you know what I mean? He had 1 year that he passed away yesterday. Big up to the whole Rough Riders. My boy Joaquin, you know what I mean? He was the one that really, you know, led me into the Rough Rider circle, you know what I'm saying? Big up to D2, my man Superman, which is DMX bodyguard. He know me as well, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's epic, bro. So, hey, rest in peace, DMX. Definitely legendary. Right, right. He, hey, in my opinion, he's definitely top five. You feel me?
Definitely. Yes, sir. He's number one for me, bro. You know what I mean? I love the dude, man. The dude, you know, the things that, you know, a lot of things in life that, you know, he had, you know, people still love him for what he did and the things that, you know what I mean, sending messages to people out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He was him. Like, he was genuinely him. He wasn't trying to beat nobody.
Nope, no gold chains, no nothing. It's only, you know what I mean, the dog.
Man.
The dog, yeah.
Hey, look, and look, bro, like, a lot of people, you know what I mean, as far as religion-wise, bro, he let it know what it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, he made it cool for prayers and everything else publicly. Yes. You feel me? It wasn't no hidden secret. Everybody knew what X was about, what X was about.
Exactly. Shout out to God, you know what I mean? Because God is the one that makes all of us do these things, you know what I mean? Whatever he said, he was right about it, you know what I mean?
Big facts,
so
big facts.
I listen and I comprehend and I acknowledge, you know what I mean? That's it helped me out down the line through my music career.
Hell yes. So like, you know what I mean, you speaking of DMX, what is some of your favorite DMX songs?
Stop. Drop, shut him down, open up shop.
Man, epic. Oh, no. Let the Rough Riders roll. That was my shit.
That's Swizz Beatz's favorite song, by the way, too.
Man, hey, they got so many classics together.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, bro.
Shout out to Swizz Beatz, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in a way, you know, I understand how he feels, you know what I'm saying? And real is real. You know, when you're in the studio producing with an artist, you know, you basically become family, you know what I mean? It's like something real big, you know, somebody creating your music, you know?
Man.
You know, I understand their relationship as an artist.
Oh, yeah, most def, bro. And it's like the loyalty in general is rare, and you know what I mean?
You want me to tell you something?
What up?
But the thing that I most like about X, he always kept it with Rough Riders. He never went to another label. He ain't signed to nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
And that's loyal. That's loyalty as a mofo, bro.
Yeah. Because, you know what I mean? Like, he had enough success where he could have went somewhere else and did whatever. You feel me? But he stayed down.
Exactly.
The same thing with M. Same thing with Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Wayne stayed down. You know what I mean? And I think,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that was dope because, like, all of the artists got enough talent to take their talent to anywhere. You
exactly.
Feel I mean?
Yes, yes.
But they definitely stay down. You
yes,
got
to
honor that for real. And they pay homage. You know
most
what I mean?
Most definitely.
That shit's real as fuck. You feel me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in Manhattan. You already know where I grew up. You know what I'm saying? The 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. You know what I mean? Incorporated. It's what we do.
Hell yeah, big up, bro. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Is there anything outside the music you got going on? Or is this just
well,
music?
I'm trying to, like, you know what I mean? Work with doing a little bit of filming, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a little comedy type filming type stuff, you know? And I just have these ideas that pop up in my head that I would like, you know what I mean? Like, the people out there to know, you know? I can see I'm very creative at that, too. But it's hard to do both things at the same time, but it could be done.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. Anything possible, you put your mind to it, definitely make it happen.
Exactly.
For real. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's your take on today's hip-hop, and who are some of your artists you listen to today?
Well, right now, usually listening to the Spanish, because it's, like, more popular right now. So, you know, we got artists like El Alfa, which he's in Dominican Republic, and he does dembow. He's known everywhere. He's international. And, you know, it's something new for that country. But for somebody, you know, from New York to do that and bring out what they got, it'll become amazing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, so I big up to Alpha for that, you know what I'm saying? And I listen to Braulio too. There's a guy named Braulio Fogón, you know what I mean? He's a new artist coming out in Spanish too, and he has the voice, and it's really nice what they're doing, you know what I mean? So I won't mind joining them and trying to create something like that as well, you know what I mean? In English, you know what I mean? You know me, you know what I mean? Prodigy, Nas, Jada Kids, yeah, you know, Jay-Z, Big L, you know what I'm saying? I could take it way back to Busy B. You know, these are artists that, you know, a lot of people don't forgot, you know what I mean? Especially my boy Kid Creole. Yo, Kid Creole, man, yo, man, I hope you come home soon. You know what I mean? My man just got charged with something, but he's from the Furious Five, you know what I mean? And I was with him like maybe, you know, 2 years ago, you know, before he got locked up. So he was really creative with what he did with his group, you know what I mean, how they started and stuff. So I got ideas from him too as well. So big up to Kid Creole too. Oh, and shout out to DJ Kool Herc. That's right. My boy DJ Kool Herc too, man. He's a legend, an idol. He's the father of rap, you know what I'm saying? And by knowing him, you know what I mean, it gives me a big blessing to just do what I gotta do. Feel me?
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Hey, salute to all of them, because they definitely played a part in today's hip-hop, bro. Whether people pay homage or not, they definitely does ground. You know what I'm saying? They definitely built the ground. You know what I'm saying? The foundation for it.
I've been, you know, been with different artists, you know, famous artists, and, you know, it's just different vibes off of them that, you know, can teach you to make music just like they did and probably create something even way better than what the regular, the norm is, you know what I mean? Like we say.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying? Who are some of your favorite artists to chill with and kick it with?
Well, my favorite are Greg Nice. Greg Nice from Nice and Smooth. And Greg is, you know, a very, very good artist, but he also a good mentor, you know. Sometimes I talk to him and, you know, he gives me advice.
That's what's up. That's dope. That's dope. Especially, you know what I'm saying, you could just be one phone call away type thing, you feel me?
Exactly. And also, you know what I mean, my main mentor, my number one, you know what I mean, my protege, my boy, my brother, King Charlie Prince, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I call him all the time, me and him, you know. We go through our ups and downs, but, you know, we brothers, we always maintain that family status, you feel me?
That's dope, that's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying, is there any shows for you that's coming up?
We trying to work on that this year, so hopefully we'll be popping up, hopefully this summer, you know what I mean? Since the COVID already left and stuff, you know, we was about to do big things before that started, but then when it started, it's like everything just shut down, and then, you know, here we go 2 years later. This time we gotta do it, bro. We gotta continue where we left off.
Hell yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, you know what I mean? Hey, New York in general is known for breeding and birthing some of hip hop's greatest artists of all time. What is it what is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
To the game?
Yeah.
A lot of swaggers. A lot of swagger, you know what I mean? People usually create their songs and they have their own swagger, but, you know, me as an artist, I'm the type of artist that brings swaggers. Like, I'll probably kick you like five different swaggers in one song, you know?
That's dope. That's dope.
So everybody love when people sing different swaggers. So, you know, when they hear that, it just makes everything sound better and official, you know what I'm saying? Then you usually listening to the same thing all the time. People just get tired of it or they stop writing songs. But when you're a person that has different versatility and different swaggers, the way you know, you create your music and people listen to it because they feel that you put your heart into it. When you put something, your heart into something real big, people will start listening and people, you know what I mean? That's how I found myself at a time, you know what I mean? When I thought everything was like, you know, rock bottom, and, you know, I start posting on Instagram, and, you know what I mean? And Instagram, I only started with 30 followers. Now I'm up to 3,000, you know what I mean?
Hey,
you know, and I started this shit many years ago. So I thought it was never going to happen. But with my music, and to this day, they still follow me. So don't be surprised, in another couple of years, you probably see 10,000 followers in there. Hey, so I believe in that, you know?
Hell yeah, that's dope, bro. I salute you, you feel me? That's what's up, bro.
You know, we all got to believe in ourselves, you know what I'm saying? We all go through hard times in life, but we all must believe in ourselves, you know what I mean? Especially yourself.
Man, bro, definitely, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, I think, like, in today's era, like, one thing that I think is lacking is originality and longevity, you feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, look, let me ask you this question as well. Like, what's your take on how the population, the customer, the consumer go about getting the music of today? Because, you know, back in the day, if an artist sold 1 million records, that means that the consumers, really, the customers really got up out their bed at wee hours in the morning and walked, rode a bus, rode a bike to the mom and pop store, and literally stood in line. 1 million people stood in line to cop their favorite artist albums every Tuesday. So, like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, how you feel on that note now? It's just one button to one push away. You feel me? One button to push away.
I mean, to be honest with you, I like it the way it is nowadays. Because for the simple fact that, you know what I mean, so many people doing music nowadays. You understand? And, I mean, a lot of people are doing music. But that's the only way that I think the consumer did it for people could, you know what I mean? Because if you're a person that's trying to make music and you're trying to shine like a star, then these people online are going to hear it and they're going to click it if they like it. So, to be honest, it's just, if you're a hot artist, the world's going to put you up there. You know what I'm saying? Before, there used to be little things like, oh, people bought their own albums to make it to where they at. You understand?
Yeah.
But nowadays, you can't buy downloads or none of that no more. You know what I'm saying? So people are the ones that bring you up, which I think that's original. You understand?
People
choose who they want up there in that stage. You understand?
Hell,
and that's
yeah.
how that's how you know when you're a hot artist and people like you online, you, the world likes you. That's it. It's a done deal. You got picked fair and square. It ain't no, oh, this person went in the albums. This guy went to Nobody and Beats the Wiz and bought 10,000 albums of his own to get where he's at. Can't do that no more. It's a done deal.
Yeah. I feel you. But, you know what I mean? It was nothing like, you know what I'm saying, you going to the mom and pop store, popping open the CDs and reading the credits.
It's true, but you know what? The sound quality changed.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
The sound quality is amazing nowadays. You know what I mean? Straight HD.
Oh, man.
You know, the quality, because if you listen to the records now and the records from before, they don't sound the same. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. That's why they, after so many years, they remaster it and re-release it.
Exactly.
Hell, yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? Who are some of your favorite artists that you listen to? Any up-and-coming artists that we should know about?
Well, us, of course. Oh, Nino Briganti, baby, you already know.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Most deaf, bro. You know what I mean? You definitely lit.
Thank you. You know, I love listening to all type of different music. You know what I'm saying? We all have our favorite artists, you know? Most. And there's some that, you know, us, at that, you know what I mean? At 2022, a lot of things done change in music, you know? Everybody want to talk about different things, you know? Like, you know, the lyrics changed a lot in music. So, you know, this is to me, is not the way we raised hip-hop to be. You understand? We raised it to be with love and what we go through, the struggle in the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be a way where we could come back and bring it again to the way it was. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? It just has to be a hot artist to be up there to change the game around once again. You know, we need that. Because a lot of people nowadays is like, you know, we downgrade women. Men downgrade women and women downgrade men online because of the internet. You know what I'm saying? So they don't respect each other. So, you know, they always trashing each other. Men trash women trash men. So this is where all this funny music comes out. Because I call it funny music.
Like, bro.
Funny music.
And it was crazy. Back in the day, bro, you knew it was DMX when it was DMX on the radio or he was featured on a song. You knew who Snoop was and when his verse came on or who Jay was. You know what I mean? Like, even Big, you know what I mean? Like, people had their own unique sound, you feel me? And that's what I think is missing from today's hip-hop in general.
You know what we missing?
What's that?
We missing all those rappers that passed away that were nice. Those are the ones we missing right now.
Oh,
you understand?
Because
if they still would have been alive to this day, bro, none of this stuff that's going on today would have been happening. Especially with the king. You already know. The king of Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody was going to get... And the king of Brooklyn sounds hot until this day.
Even 20 years later.
My favorite song...
What's that?
Is Give Me the Loop. You ever heard that song? And you know, he really, Biggie was like a storyteller. You know Slick Rick? Slick Rick is a storyteller. Biggie was a storyteller. So what that leads you to believe, him being the king, you got to be a storyteller. If you ain't a storyteller, you is not making it in this game, bro.
Big facts. I definitely agree. So
go ahead.
What was you going to say?
You know, and a lot of people right now, they, you know what I mean? They're not singing like back then. You know what I'm saying? It's different now, you know? Nobody's saying stories. Everybody's just talking mumbo jumbo. I'm sorry, but that's the truth, bro.
Man, bro, I definitely agree. I agree with you 110%, for real, for real.
They talking mumbo jumbo, and they twisting flows like Columbo.
Hey, talk your shit, my dude, for real. For real.
You know?
So, look, I got a couple questions I want to ask you, you know what I'm saying? And, like, whatever comes to your mind firsthand, you know what I mean? No matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? This is you. This is your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, first question. Who's your greatest rapper of all time to you?
The greatest of all time?
Yeah, number one.
Notorious B.I.G.
Salute to Big, for real. For real, for real.
Biggie.
So that's the greatest rapper. Who's your favorite rapper?
Jada Kiss. Kiss is the best. Is the best.
Top five, Dead or Alive, and that's one off LP.
Exactly.
Man, so...
And you know Jada's nice. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but all of y'all out there know Jada's nice. Y'all seen how he took that show over. Y'all seen that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Well, who's your favorite female rapper?
My favorite female rapper?
Yeah.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Roxanne Shanté.
Hey, shout out to Roxanne. Roxanne, I already know. Okay.
And Busta, she was the first female to go against the group.
Damn.
Yeah. Tell me a female who done gone against the whole group. Males.
Man. No. She snapped on that one. So look, let me ask you this. Who's your favorite rap group?
My favorite rap group?
Yeah.
Boogie Down Productions.
Boogie Down Productions. Shout out to the
KRS, Scott LaRock. You know what I mean?
That's what's dope. That's dope.
You know what I mean?
Alright. So who's your favorite rapper or under 30, one of the young niggas that's out right now? Who do you think is the hottest though that you listen to mainly?
Under 30?
Yeah.
Pop Smoke.
He was nice, bro. He was nice.
Yes.
Big facts.
And I'm you know what I mean? Sometimes I pass through his cemetery. You know? Yeah. It's sad, bro, but, you know, he was a nice young man coming up, you know what I mean, legendary in everything he did, you know what I mean? The kid was nasty, you know what I mean?
Big facts, bro. So, you know what I'm saying, we just brought this up. I mean, in your opinion, who's your favorite storyteller?
Slick Rick.
Over Big? I probably got Big over Slick Rick. But you know
what
I'm
saying? Here's a little story then. Slick Rick, yo.
Yeah, all right, so look, let me ask you this. Who's the most underrated?
Underrated as a rapper?
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice?
Damn. You snap. You snap.
Yeah. It's ice, baby. With no ice.
Damn. Hey, man, hip hop has changed crazy.
Yeah, bro. You know, back then, there would be one hit wonders and they known forever.
Yeah.
But nowadays, nowadays you become a one-hit wonder. It's like nobody recognizes you. They want you to come out with mad music, mad albums, and you know what I mean? Not knowing that the only person that I know that has so many albums and so many work done was 50 Cent. Feel me? Because 50 came out and aired out with mad tracks. You know what I'm saying? And he's a person that will always keep writing, but you know what I mean? There's certain things that make you change in life, you know what I mean? Like, he went into the music field, now he's doing shows and all type of stuff. You know, he's doing power and all that stuff, so he's getting money regardless.
Hell yeah. So, who is your favorite producer of all time?
Swizz Beatz. Swizzy, you know what I mean?
You got Swizz over Tim and Neptune's and him? Or Kanye?
Yeah. Kanye is nice, but shout out to Kanye. Kanye's nice. But I think Swizz, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something about Swizz. Swizz, you know how you hear DMX songs?
Yeah.
Swizz was the only one that came out with his own bass. You understand? He used to come out with that. I think it's what was that big blue empty thing with the gallon of water? It's like a 20 gallon or 50.
Oh yeah, I know what you're
the one
about.
That you put on the machine.
Yeah, I know what
that
you're
big
about.
Water blue tank, and he used to bang it from the back and make bass out of it. He made his own bass. He didn't use no instruments. This is why my man's so creative.
Hey, that shit's crazy.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even know that.
He took that big guy in the jug of water, the ones they put in the machine, and he used to put it right on the mic and bang it with his hand, bro. And that's how he made his bass. Shout out to Swizz, bro. He's the only person I know who invented that. That's why people started doing it. They started copying him after he was doing that.
He snapped on that. So let me ask you this. What's your favorite rap album of all time?
My favorite rap album?
Yeah, from front to back, no skipper.
Front to back, no skipping.
Yeah.
Prodigy.
Which one?
Mobb Deep. The HNIC.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, HNIC. That album is nice, you know what I'm saying? I really love Prodigy a lot, you know what I mean? He's another rapper that, you know what I mean? I keep close to me. Shout out to Kiki, you know what I mean? His wife supports me on the gram, you know what I mean? She showed me my love, so shout out to Kiki, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's what's up? All right, what about favorite rap song?
My favorite rap song? It would have to be, Ayo, I grew up very athletic, hard-headed, thought I knew everything. That's Jadakiss. Why?
That's what's up. So look, you know what I mean? This might be a little touchy subject.
Okay.
What's your favorite rapper that passed away? Who's the hardest?
Big Pun.
Rest in peace, Big Pun. Definitely the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's fucking with him lyrically.
No. Big Pun is a lyrical... A lyrical master.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And he loved Biggie, but Biggie was there when he was out. And he was dying to make songs with Big, bro. But Biggie was Big Pun's influence. You know that, right? That's why he named himself Big Pun.
Man.
The Notorious Big. Get it?
Oh, yeah. So, that whole era's classic, you know what I mean? The Yeah Baby CD to me is one of the dopest hip hop albums of all time.
So what, you know, nowadays it's like, yeah, I listen to Cardi B and I listen to Migos, Quavo, and all, everybody is there, salute to them. But you know, it's a whole different ball game nowadays. It's running into the Spanish music, you understand?
Oh yeah.
These Spanish people, they're coming like thunder, and you know what I mean? And especially the Dominican do Alpha. He got so many albums coming out, so many people involved. It's like, you know, you guys need to go in there and check him out, bro, because his stuff is fire, bro. Especially his producer. You know what I mean? His producer, the making them them bold beats, it's fire, bro.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. That shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, music changes in general, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Even especially R&B. Like, how you feel about what R&B is today? Like, I feel like the whole motion, the the feeling for it is lost. It's only a few of them that's really making music that make, you know what I mean? Back in the day, R&B used to make you want to create children, or, you know what I'm saying, fall in love. Now, the R&B rappers is popping more than the R&B singers.
The only person that I know still trying to hold that feel down is Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I'm surprised the kid is still keeping up. You know what I mean? Keeping up, bro. This dude is keeping up.
Oh, yeah. And, hey, when it's all said and done, he's definitely going to go down as one of the greatest.
Exactly. So, you know, his music is beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, everybody know, you know what I'm saying? His music is hot. But in reality, it's him right now holding it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real, for real. I agree. Like, Trey Songz is there. You know what I'm saying? Neo is there. You know what I mean? But, like, Chris Brown definitely holding the crown. I thought Mario was going to last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's still dropping music, but just not...
Not like before.
Yeah. You know what I mean? On that level.
Yeah. That's why I'm surprised Chris Brown is still keeping up in the game, man. He's been in the game for a minute, bro.
Yeah, 10 plus, you know what I mean? Years.
So this is where I ask myself this question. Where are the rappers at? Where are the hot ones at? Yeah. You know what I mean? He's holding the fort down. Never rapper could hold it down. An old school rapper right now could hold it, could be a millionaire right now and be on the top five in them charts right now, an old school rapper. Yeah. But these people done lost faith in that, bro. They believe that, oh, it went out of style. I can't do it no more. No, you still could do it. You know what I mean? And it'll give you even more fame because you came from the woodworks to come back on top.
Oh, yeah,
that's like hitting a grand slam in baseball.
You know what I mean? The only one that I could probably, the only people that I see that could take their break and come back and be number one is like Snoop or Jay-Z, somebody. You feel me?
Yeah. Jigga, he's a great artist, let me tell you. But he's really known in the industry. He's a really known rapper, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think Jay-Z has left the music business already, you know what I mean? He's just on some other stuff.
Definitely,
you know?
The great. Like, I don't think.
But he's one of the greatest.
Yeah, like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody could beat him in a versus battle.
Mm-hmm. There was one person that did, though. One person.
Who?
And that was Big L on the 7-minute freestyle. Check it out.
No. I'm talking about like in a versus battle, meaning like song for song, catalog for catalog.
Oh, nah.
Nobody fucking with
that. His catalog is sick.
Yeah.
But on a freestyle, like one-on-one, like battling people, he wasn't, I mean, he was nice, but he wasn't really that nice because, I mean, Big L chewed him up on a 7-minute freestyle, you know what I mean? That's where I learned, you know what I mean, that, you know what I mean, he was the hottest rapper, but as soon as he bumped into L, it was like, you know what I mean, he was trying to keep up with him and he couldn't. You understand? And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That's Jay-Z.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That shit's crazy. he definitely set the bar and tone of... You know what I'm saying? The era that he was in, you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
For real.
And he also, you know what I mean? He brought out Dipset. You know what I mean? He brought out Beanie Sigel, which I love Beanie. You know, respect to Beanie Sigel, because Beanie Sigel was a monster back then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, Freeway and everybody, you know?
Yeah, State Property. You know what I mean? State Property, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a couple artists that he brought out. Rihanna, Kanye. He brought out a couple people. You know what I mean? That's right. So, like, you know what I mean? Nino Brigante, like, you know what I mean? What's popping, bro? Like, bro, you out there working, definitely getting into it, you know what I mean? Winning, my dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to take the time out to give you your flowers, you know what I mean? I don't know
if you
hear
it. Thank you very much, Chris.
No
problem.
Thank
you very much.
Dead ass, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to let you know that I'm proud of you, bro. For real, for real.
Thank you, my bro. I'm proud of you, too.
Oh, man.
Hey, I see you, too.
Good looking.
You know what I mean?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, I don't know if it's the ego thing or whatnot, like, because, like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people be kind of shy or they feel like it's going to backfire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For letting people know, like, you know what I'm saying, what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give them the flowers while they can still smell it type shit. You feel me?
Exactly.
Hell
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? One thing I'm going to say, if, you know what I mean, you work with other people, get far. If you on some hating or on some other stuff, you're not going to get nowhere, bro. And I'm being honest, you feel me? You got to have different people to work with you so you can network and get your stuff out there. If I, you know what I mean? I'm doing it myself, and I'm doing it alone. I have a lot of people with me, you know what I mean? But I started this alone, and if I started it alone, y'all could do it too.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, you feel me?
And bring me your features. If you got features for me, bring them. I'll take them too.
Hell yeah.
I love working with everybody. I don't care who's listening to me right now. If you listening to me right now, you want to work on a track, we could do this, and we could do the best track ever because I love working with people. That's my legacy. That's my memory. That's what's going to be left on this earth when the day that I'm gone. There's so many features I got with people.
Hell yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? For those, shout out your social media for those that are trying to get in contact with you and do features.
Yes, sir. Y'all can hit me up on the gram, Nino Briganti, NINO/BRIGANT33. On Facebook, it's back on Nino Brown, backspace Nino space Brown space.
That's what's up. That's what's up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hold you too long, bro. Definitely been a dope, solid interview. You feel me? Catching
thank
up
you,
hella
thank you.
History.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem. You know what I mean? But one of the last questions I want to ask for those that is tuning in, and it's trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished. You got any encouraging words for him?
Yes, sir. Keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Success is very beautiful. But the struggle is, you know what I mean? When you struggle, you learn. And when you learn, you make it to where you want to get. You feel me? I was born without a family. You feel me? I was always alone. You know what I mean? I lost my moms at a very young age. At the age of 4, my pops was incarcerated forever. You understand? And I still found a way to make it through this life to become the person that I am today. So that should not stop y'all from doing what y'all got to do because y'all have parents. Some of y'all got parents. Some of y'all doing your thing. And those that are struggling that don't have no parents should be more stronger than those that do have them. So keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. When you're creating something, you're creating it, not the person next to you. Okay?
That's real facts. That's real, my dude. That's big facts, bro. Salute.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Hey, we definitely gonna chop it up, bro. For real.
Yes, sir. You already know, Chris. Thank you for having me in your show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything you had done for me. You know what I mean? Show this brother Christopher Smith love. This brother, you know, he came a long way. You know what I mean? Especially collaborating with me here in New York City. You know, he got the New York City connect as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all also got my connect. So y'all already know what time it is. You know what I mean? Go to my page. Check out everything I have. You know what I mean? I got a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all be amazed.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out, bro. For real. We definitely going to work more. We're going to get it in. We're going to really, really, really work, bro. For real.
Definitely.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Hey, I'm finna lock this down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you up right after.
Okay, no problem. Shout out to everybody I know. Shout out to my hood. Shout out to the people that I work with. Shout out to the people that support me on Facebook, on Instagram. It's all love. Let's make this happen, man. It's that time already. We got to take all this off. We got to erase the negativity and turn this back into a positive thing like we had it back in the days. 100. Right.
Most doubt. Hi, my dude. All right. Yo, dope interview with the big partner Nino Briganti. You know what I'm saying? Buddy been working, getting it in. Legendary dude, been around nothing but legendary acts. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong. For real. Definitely on this shit. Definitely had to get him on the show. You already know what it is. Signing off, the boy Smith on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.